They are very good with children. They're a good family dog. But what most people don't realize is they don't do their research up front. And boxers are very, very high energy dogs. They're cute little puppies, and then they turn into 50, 60 pounds of energy that people just don't know what to do with. And they need training. They need a lot of exercise, mental stimulation. They're generally not a dog for people who live in an apartment.
Who's a good candidate to rescue a boxer?
You know, an ideal applicant for us would be someone fairly active. You know, if you're a fairly active family and you have time to spend with the dog in the evening, on weekends, exercising, playing with the dog, then a boxer might be for you. If you want something that's really calm, or, you know, a type of couch potato type of dog, you know, boxer definitely wouldn't be for you.
What do you require of someone who wants to adopt a boxer, and how do you check them out?
You know, some people kind of are offended by our adoption process, but we require that, you know, the applicants be 21 years of age and that any current pets they own must be spayed or neutered, and they must also be up to date on vaccinations, and they must be indoor pets. We have an adoption application, which is on our website, and we will do a veterinary reference on the applicant, which is the things I just mentioned, just to verify that the dog is up to date on vaccination, spayed or neutered, on heartworm prevention. We also do a home visit, and that's just to meet the family and kind of get an idea of what dog would best suit them and just to get an idea of what their lifestyle is. We like to match the dog to the people. So then after the home visit, we also do some personal reference checks. You know, if they're just generally good people who have a good history with their former pets or current pets, then we're happy to place a dog with them. Fostering is one of the things that we are always in most need of, us and in any rescue group. We can only save as many animals as we have foster homes. It's really, there's a lot of satisfaction in seeing an animal go through the whole process from the beginning to the end, and then going to their forever home. It is sad when they leave, but it's also very rewarding knowing that you made a difference in that animal's life. You know, thanks very much for speaking with me, and you know, we hope we can get some great adoptions and some new foster homes.
Lisa Weiler, thank you. Really appreciate you being with us on WNKU.
Thank you very much.